chatting with our intrepid traveller, Christopher. You've taken us on some ideas, some destinations to ignite our passion, not our Visa card for Valentine's Day. But now we're going to wing our ways overseas to Asia. Now, this is one of your favourite travel destinations, isn't it, Asia?
Yeah, and I guess it's been a long-time favourite for me, particularly with family, because of the ease of travelling. But I guess with Valentine's Day in mind, or at least romance in mind, I sort of thought about some of the experiences you could have, certainly from a resort perspective, if you're looking for a bit of romance with someone, just a few of the places you might like to consider going to for the more romantic inclination rather than for the family escape.
It has been many years since I have gone overseas for romance, for work, yes, but not romance. So reinvigorate me and inspire me.
All right. Well, I'll take you to three different places. We'll go to Bali first, then up to Borneo, and then a bit further up to Vietnam before we come back home, hey?
Wow, okay. So, Bali, yes, on my romantic rendezvous, yep. But the other two I may not have considered.
Alrighty.
So let's start closest to home, hey?
So the nice quick four-hour flight to Bali. Head up to the Pan Pacific Nuwana, which is north of Canggu. So you know where Kuta is, mm-hmm. in Seminyak and in Canggu. And it's where a lot of people go to watch the sunset. At Tanah Lot, which is a little temple just off the cliffs, it's barely 100 metres off, and people sit there, they line up, they flock up in the buses and take the sunset photos and go away. But if you stay at the resort, which is adjacent to that temple, you get that sunset every night and with no crowds. You're sitting on the beautiful Gulf Fairway or in the bush or on the edges of the cliff, and one of the most spectacular resorts for romance and anything else you might want to consider as well. But certainly with Tanah Lot there, you've got the romantic evening locked away well and truly. So absolutely perfect for that.
Mm. They've got a big pools and things there as well, because you can't use that bit of ocean, can you?
Well, I think one of the best descriptions I've always had for that resort, and certainly you're right, it's not really an ocean swimming area with the cliffs there, but when their occupancy is 80, 90 or 100%, you wouldn't know it because there's so many layers to the pools and other little areas you can go to that you're just not crowded by people. And you don't have that rush for the pool lounges and the seats. There's always somewhere to go where there's a bit of privacy, and whether you're splashing with the kids or splashing with your partner, you wouldn't know that occupancy is high with that resort.
And how does that one hit the old hip pocket?
Pretty good. They actually feature quite often with package deals as well, so that's worthwhile looking out for. Like a lot of Southeast Asian travel, there's regular package deals. So if you look on their website, you'll regularly see specials that come up throughout the year. So it really depends on whether you choose to go on a high season or a low season and the sort of activities you want to do. I mean, that comes down to it with any sort of resort holiday, whether you're looking for that sort of just stay in the enclave of the resort or whether you want it to be based because of the activities you're going to do elsewhere.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
In which case, you could go the low season and just stay indoors.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Isn't that the point of a romantic trip away?
Correct.
So then we go to, I'll take you to just down the southern end of Bali, quickly down to Nusa Dua, where you've got the Western, which is typically a family resort. They always have a lot of offers for the families, but really good for that romantic getaway as well, because you've got the wonderful promenade of Nusa Dua. But the Western also has probably the best spa experience I've ever encountered, a place called Heavenly Spa. And I'm not into a lot of spas. I haven't done a lot, and I should do more so I can talk a bit more about them. But that one that...
I sacrificed
myself at the Heavenly Spa at the Western and had a coffee exfoliation, which I'm not sure I'd do again as a man because I'm rather hairy, and scrubbing coffee paste on me left me a bit raw. And also, that was my first ever spa experience, and I wasn't sure what to do with those disposable underpants that they give you. And I put it on my head as a hairnet.
Okay, wonderful.
I was a bit inexperienced in those days,
Chris,
but it still remains with me.
You sadly only got 2 minutes left to take us on two more romantic
very quickly.
Go
for it. We're up to Borneo, the Shangri-La Rasaria or Shangri-La Tanjungaroo, and we spoke last week about sunsets, and that becomes part of this package. You've got the wonderful, pristine jungle on one side of you at both of these resorts, and you've got the sunset sitting over the ocean, setting over the ocean at the equator, bright red, orange sunsets every night. Can't go wrong there.
Beautiful.
And then I'll take you very quickly up to Six Senses Ninh Van Bay in Vietnam. So that's all villas, all with private pools. You can only access the resort by boat. They have a sunset romance cruise, and they also were recently the runner-up in the Sexiest Bedroom Awards.
Oh, you've got a minute and a half to regale me. What makes their bedroom so sexy?
Well, you just have to go and find out.
No, I don't have time. I've got four children. Just cut to the punchline for me.
they're beautifully decored for a start. The privacy is sensational as well. You've got your own beachfront.
Yeah.
Very secluded.
That's not the bedroom, Chris. That's outside the bedroom. What's in the bedroom that makes the bedroom so sexy?
You and your partner.
Oh, well, that could be any resort anywhere in the world. That's all subjective. All right, so we had the two in Bali. Just list them off again quickly.
Pan Pacific Nirwana and the Western.
Okay, and we went to Borneo.
And then you've got, Shangri-La Rasa-Rita or Shangri-La Tanjung Meru.
That, to me, sounds absolutely magnificent with that beautiful big red sunset.
Just glorious. Yeah. Absolutely glorious.
Mm-hmm.
And then Six Senses up in
Vietnam. Air tickets to Vietnam relatively inexpensive at the moment, or?
Yeah, pretty good actually, and it's really increasing in its popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, Vietnam's probably on one of the probably number one or two for Australians travelling to Southeast Asia at the moment.
Chris, you have given us some brilliant ideas as always. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
And good luck for Tuesday.
Cheers. Chris Parry, our intrepid traveller. And that, dear listener, winds us up for this day. I hope you've enjoyed.